You know, I've got a lot of things I could talk about that I've never talked about, and it's so controversial. That's why I don't talk about it, because if a person can't get the basics, how are they going to hear something really deep, you know? And you might say, well, give us one example. Well, I'll give you one example. So there was this group. So here's what's going on. As soon as I say it, you're going to resist it. But if you meditate on it, you're going to find out it's true. So just like on Instagram, you see all these women trying to show off their body parts. They're trying to hook a man, right? They're trying to hook a man, right? And so that's what you see all around you, really. They're just trying to hook a man to actually, like, these women wouldn't know what love is if it hit them in the face. And so they're trying to hook a man. That's why it's called a hooker, you know. So they're trying to hook a battery source, a money supply, a cash cow flow, or whatever you want to call it. And so there in the church system, there was this thing called Promise Keepers. I don't know if it's still around or not. But I noticed a lot of these Jezebels that were in church, they're not really saved. They just go to church to hook a man, right? So they're not going to church to learn about God and renew and get renewed on the inner man. They're just going to hook a man, right? And so once they hook a man, and then they try to get the man indoctrinated into Promise Keepers. Now, why are they doing that? Well, if you spend enough years just observing and looking at the outcome and what happens later, is because, and a lot of times it's their mama saying, well, you've got, you know, you don't want to rock the boat too soon. You want the man to love you. I haven't heard this conversation, but I can interpolate it. I can derive what the mother's saying. And she might not say it exactly, but she kind of influences the daughter. Well, you, in order to keep this man, you got to, you know, he's got to love you, and you got to get him to start believing stuff like Promise Keepers and all that. So if, when you do mess up, and when he does catch you cheating, and you do put your family before him, and he will be indoctrinated with Promise Keepers, and he's got to keep a promise no matter what you're doing, which is contrary to the word, because if the unbeliever depart, a brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases. And there's many verses about if somebody's unfaithful, you can, you know, there are reasons for divorce. And a lot of people say, there's no such thing as divorce. I'm not saying that you can remarry. I'm not saying that. But there are reasons for divorce. But a lot of times with these narcissists, we found out later in life that there were these narcissistic people in the world. And these narcissistic people, it could be a man or a woman. But these narcissistic women try to hook a man for the cash cow or the money flow. And then, and this is a warning to the women too, because there's a lot of women out there not saved, I mean not married, who are saved, and God might be protecting you. Because a lot of times they end up marrying an unsaved man, and they try to turn the women into Jezebel, you know, and try to turn her into the world. So what's happening here is there's all these systems set up. They're narcissistic system. Promise Keepers. Well, why do I need to join an organization when the Bible teaches me to keep my promise? I don't need an organization. So what they want to do is get you to join an organization. So the peer pressure is so strong that when the spouse does act stupid, cheats, runs around, leaves, abandoned, that you have been brainwashed by them, by the mother-in-law, by the people in that organization. You've been brainwashed that no matter how crazy, how evil, if somebody loves you, they want you to be healthy, wealthy, wise, body, soul, spirit, because your health is your wealth. And if they're not conducive to peace in your life, if they're always bringing drama into your life, they're not on your team. They don't even know what love is. So this drama game that they play, and this mind control, MK Ultra mind control through the mother-in-law, through the brother-in-law, through the sister-in-law, through the organizations like Promise Keepers. It could be a lot of these teachers on the radio. They don't look at the whole. They just look at the parts. Because if you look at the whole, you'll find out that if somebody's taking peace out of your life on purpose, and they'll say it's not on purpose, but it is on purpose. I have bipolar or whatever. They're doing it on purpose. They know what they're doing. Because they're usually cheating. They usually are just so selfish, and they're usually psychopaths or sociopaths, which is an extra punch to as being a narcissist. They're way two or three steps above a narcissist. So they're actually manipulating you, trying to manipulate you without you knowing. But as you grow, as you learn, as you study, see, this is why they don't want you to grow. This is why they don't want you to learn and to educate yourself. And that's why they create these boxes to keep you in, so you don't graduate and you see past their game. Whether it's a denominational box, whether it's a political box, whether it's a social box, whether it's a YouTube box, an Instagram box, a TikTok, they want you stuck in some kind of little box that you think like the people in the box, right? And so if they can keep you in a box, they can control you and manipulate you. But when you step out of the box, I had this happen to me. So I just wanted to learn. I didn't believe what the man believed, but I turned over Louis Farrakhan just to see what he taught, you know. This is before the internet and all that. And the wife said, "Why are you watching that? Why are you watching?" She went crazy. "What do you mean? I'm not saying I believe like the guy. I'm just learning what he believes, you know." She went insane. Why did she go insane? Why did she go crazy? Just because I wanted to watch what somebody was saying. Because years later, you find out that they don't want you to think outside of a box. Because if you think outside of the box, they can't control you. And that's what's happening with the political system right now. They want you in this box, and they want to hit you with train wrecks, UFOs, pandemics, or whatever. They want you to be preoccupied with anything, earthquakes, to keep you from waking up from the simulation. And so, let me break, and I keep talking about the simulation, because if you can get a hold of it, you'll see past all the boxes. The reason I keep speaking about the simulation is to break you free from the program of all the boxes. The boxes that other people created, the boxes that you created. So if you see the simulation and you see the reason behind the simulation, then you can break free from all box thinking. All legalistic box, he said, she said, comparing yourself with another. You can see past that. You don't have to have bitterness. You don't have to live in the past. You just live in the now. If you see the simulation, you can live in the now. Let me just show it to you. Really, let me take it down to third grade level so you can hear me. I'll use two examples. I'll use a car, and I'll use a woman's birthing cycle. So when you get in your car to go to your destination or destiny, same word. So you get in your car and you're riding in a piece of metal that has wheels that turn. Forget the bells and whistles. What is a car? It's got an engine and it's got some wheels. And those wheels are turning. So as those wheels turn, moment by moment, you're moving closer to your destination. As the wheels, whether it's a bicycle or a car or a motorcycle, whatever, as the wheels are turning, on that vehicle, you're moving closer and closer to your destination, your destiny. Right? So the woman is, God created a woman. And so the woman has a cycle in her body. Just like that tire or that wheel on that car has a cycle, the woman has a cycle in her body. Just like that car is a vessel, the woman is a vessel, the man is a vessel, the human body is a vessel. So the purpose of the cycle is to receive seed and then birth you to your next state. So the woman receives seed because she has a cycle. There's a conception, a conception, concept. And this is true in your mental too. This is true in the way you think. You have a conception, it births you to your new state. And so I have three examples: the car, the woman, and your thoughts. Your thoughts, you turn your thoughts over in your mind and you have a concept, a conception, which moves you to your new state of thinking or being. So the woman receives seed, and then there's a new creature that is conceived, a new being. And through the cycles of time, there's a new creature that's birthed out of that woman. And so just like you move from your house to your job, from your house to the grocery store, whatever, wherever you're going, you're moving from one state, one position, to the next position. The baby's in the womb, it moves from one state through the cycles to it gets birthed to another state. And so the cycles of time are what, class? Third grade. If I show that the woman cycle births the child to a new state, if I show the car wheels birthing you to a new position or state, same word, moving you to a new state or position, if I show that your thoughts, when you turn them over, they have a conception, it births you to a new state, then what is time? Time is a cycle. It's a cycle repeat. And so what is time doing? It's birthing you to a new state spiritually. So you're in this 3D physical realm, but through the cycles of time, you're being birthed to a new state, a spiritual state. Now, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit, which is the seed, the conception, to be able to birth to your new state. Because without the Holy Spirit, you just stay in a natural mind, and you think you're birthing, but you're really not. You're just becoming more indoctrinated into Babylon, just like the promise keepers. You think you're becoming free by going to promise keepers, but you're actually become more of a slave to that Jezebel who's cheating on you, lying and telling you got to take care of her when she's not taking care of you. You understand? She doesn't love you, but you got to love her. She doesn't help you as a helpmeet suitable, but you got to help her. See how she's flipped the roles? Instead of her becoming a helpmeet suitable, she's indoctrinated you and brainwashed you that you become a helpmeet suitable to her Jezebel agenda. Her false doctrine, her false teaching, everything about her is upside down. So you let her indoctrinate you through cycles of time that you inverted everything. Instead of her being the helpmeet suitable coming alongside with you, you've become a helpmeet suitable to her and actually taken her last name, which is a blasphemy. My point is, it's right in front of you. Everything I'm saying, you can observe the wheels on a car and what happens when you go to your destiny, your destination. You can observe a woman having a baby through the cycles. You can observe yourself having a concept and coming up with a new idea, a new concept you never thought before, because you turn thoughts over in your mind. You can observe how the system, whether it's the banking system, the medical system, the church system, or the political system, or the whatever system they throw out there, you can see that it's a system to invert and flip everything upside down that you become a slave without even knowing that you're a slave, because they brainwashed you to believe the false doctrine and the upside down world. And they've indoctrinated you to become a battery, just like the Matrix. You become a battery source for Babylon, for Jezebel, for Delilah, for the narcissist, for the psychopath. They've inverted you to become a slave to the psychopathic system, or the psychopathic wife, or the psychopathic mother-in-law. They've indoctrinated you into a box to where you submit to them instead of them submitting to you, where you submit to the devil instead of the devil submitting to God through you. In other words, Ephesians 6. All the fiery darts of the devil can be quenched if you apply Ephesians 6. It's Christ in you. So they've inverted everything upside down, even though it's in front of you, because God is birthing you to your new state day by day. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind day by day. That's why Jesus, why would Jesus say, don't worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow will take care of itself. Today has enough trouble as it is. Why? Because tomorrow will be the now. And the next day will be the now. Why would Jesus say that? Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Why? Why would he say that? Because every moment is the now. So if you see it's a simulated training program to birth you to your new state, and it's a fractal hologram that no matter what story you're in, no matter if you're at home, you're at your job, you're at the grocery store, you're at, hopefully it's not a legalistic church, no matter where you are, the same storyline keeps repeating until you move to your next state. And as you step into your new state, your new understanding, your new concept, your new way of being, when you step into that new identity, those people who were putting boxes around you, they have to just disappear. They have to fade away into the background, and then they become the backdrop people. Because you've stepped into a new identity. And so imagine if God just took you up to heaven right now. He raptured you up to heaven right now like Elijah or Enoch. So if God, okay, Enoch walked with God and was not, right? So he was in tune with God. And so he was so in tune with God, God just took him. And as Enoch was going up, he was looking down at the earth plane, time and space and the earth plane. And he was saying, Oh, I see. He's talking to God. He says, oh, I see. So you had me down there on the earth plane teaching me these lessons with these backdrop people, even though they're real people. Most of them are running on a program. Most people are just backdrop. They might be real, but they're running on a program, which is a backdrop program, a background program. So he's going up to heaven and he's looking back at the earth. He's saying, oh, so you use the storyline of these background people that are running on programs to develop me in the inner man until I could step out of the simulation, because it was all just a simulated training program. And I understand now that you were just changing me in the inner man using these stories and these repeat programs that keep happening, because I had to keep learning the lesson over and over because I was too dumb. Didn't see it, you know. So when you step out of the simulation now, because you're already seated in the heavens in Christ, and you look around you, look across the street, listen to what people say, they're all saying the same thing. If you talk to a narcissist, they're going to talk like another narcissist. If you talk to a CEO, they're going to talk like another CEO. If you talk to a nurse, they're going to talk like another nurse. If you talk to a doctor, they're going to talk like another doctor. Now, there's a few nurses and doctors that have stepped out of the Babylonian program, but very few get to step out of the program because they're so locked in that they can't escape it. So the background story, the background programs, background people are just cycles circling around you to move you to your new state. So forget space-time right now. You're moving around in this little boundary that God has put in your life. And that boundary is there for a reason till you move to your next state. You see it as time. You see it as space. But it's just a repeat. And it's a moment-by-moment repeat. You have not really gone anywhere except for spiritually you have moved to a new state. Let's imagine you were born in this house, right? You grew up, then your parents died, and you got the house, and you're actually living in that house now. But when you were a kid, you thought a certain way. You had thoughts about that house in a certain manner or way or whatever. But as you became an adult, the parents, the grandparents all passed away. So then you have a new way of seeing life. You didn't move. You're still in that house. So what changed? You became a new creature. You stepped into a new state of being. Everybody else passed away. But you developed and you have your own concepts, your own ideas, your own understanding now. You stepped into a whole new realm. So they had to disappear. So if God is working in your life, there's people that have to be removed out of your life. Because you're not going to stay at that state. God won't let you. He's moving you from state to state, from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory. They're moving from sin to sin to sin to sin to sin. They're not growing on the inside. So you are moving from glory to glory to glory. And so God has to remove them out of your life one by one, situations, places, people, whatever, because they're not growing. And so it's, once you, these people are around in your little circle for a season, right? And once you've learned the lesson, you sit back, you listen to them, you observe them, you say, oh, I've heard that 1,000 times. Oh, yeah, I already know what they're going to say before they say it. Every time they call, they say the same stuff. There's nothing new. They're not developing on the inside. So they have nothing new to say. Okay, I heard enough from you. Why do you keep saying that same story over and over? You know, why don't you grow? And you have to ask yourself, why don't they grow? Why aren't they developing? If the baby develops in the woman's body, in her womb, and then it bursts, then Mother Earth is a womb that you should be developing more and more. You should be growing. Why aren't you growing? Are you a backdrop person? Are you running on backdrop programs? Are you running on a program of the world, the flesh, and the pro life? The politics, the education, the medical. Are you running on a program? Or are you outside a program by the Holy Spirit in you? Is your church brainwashing you? Is your society, is your political party, is the corporation brainwashing you? How are you going to break the spell? You're so close to it. Is your spouse brainwashing you? How are you going to break the spell? Is your mother-in-law brainwashing you? How are you going to break the spell? Why is it when you don't think like them, they laugh and make a joke and try to get you to ridicule you because you don't think like them? That's a program to keep you in a box. Because you don't think like them, they're going to make fun of you. You understand? It's really simple. This is really simple. And I think I broke it down to third grade level. It really should be easy to grasp. Just like Enoch was translated, you're going to be translated one day. If you die, you die. But if you get raptured, you get raptured. Just like Enoch. And as you leave the earth plane, you're going to look back and say, oh, it's like a dream. It was like a video game. It's not real. It's only designed for your spiritual growth, to move you from one state to the next state, to another state, a new state, a new state, a new state. And so as you develop the inner man, day by day, state to state, glory to glory, these backdrop programs have to go away. And these people who come at you, you'll notice the same pattern. All the witches talk the same. All the Gnostics talk the same. All the New Age, they say the same stuff. All the ecumenical people say the same stuff. All the Baptists talk the same. All the Methodists talk the same. All the Pentecostals talk the same. They all talk the same talk because they're in their little box. And as you step out of the boxes and you're going to God directly, yes, you might need these boxes for a season. These are flesh boxes, and the Bible talks about you have teachers, tutors and teachers when you're still in the flesh mind. But when you learn to walk in the Spirit, God becomes your teacher. And He can teach you anyway. As you open the Word, He teaches you. You observe the universe, He teaches you. You observe objects, He teaches. God teaches you in manifold different ways. In a manifold way, God will teach you different truths. And He will keep bombarding you with the same storyline over and over. That Jezebel keeps coming back, but it's the different face. It's the same spirit. She came into my world. I let her in. She destroyed everything. I had to start over. So this Jezebel keeps coming back. You let her in. And it's just a repeat until you learn to move to your new state, to see that it's just a game. It's a Babylonian. The devil has no new game. The people have no new game. The backdrop people, the backdrop program running the people has no new game. So it's a backdrop program that run these flesh creatures, and they're slaves, and they want you to be a copy of them so they can control you. When you don't think like them, they, especially if you're thinking higher than them, they don't want to submit to you. They want you submitting to them. But you're not trying to get them to submit. You're trying to get them to be free. Because in their mind, they're thinking, I don't want to submit to you. I mean, you're going to submit to me. It's not even about that. It's about submitting to God. And when everybody gets free and everybody's submitting to God in their proper role, it's not about having power over somebody. But that's the only thing they think about. Power, money, influence, manipulation. They only think power. You know, they might think pleasure, but they think, well, if I get power, I can get all the pleasure I want. It's all about power. They want the power to manipulate your reality. And then that's another video. I'm not going to talk about it right now. But when they have that power to get you to believe that fake reality that they've created, Genesis 3, the witches try to get you to believe a fake reality. So when they get that power to get you to believe a fake reality, they have power over you, and they don't even have to do anything because you believe like them. In other words, if you join a church and everybody in the church believes what the pastor's teaching and the pastor's teaching lies, then they start to get you to believe that lie. They don't have to threaten you anymore because you believe the lie. And so they have power over you without having to do anything. It's an automatic program. And so it's like you're running on a program and you don't even know you're in a program. And it's happening everywhere. If you can get a hold of what I'm telling you, you don't need the gurus anymore. You don't need the preachers anymore. You go directly to God. But until you understand that it's not a works-based system, but it's faith alone, if you're saved by faith, you walk by faith. Until you understand that walking in the Spirit is not rule-based living, but a new creature, until you understand that, you'll stay in a box of some backdrop program with a bunch of backdrop people running on that program that will keep and pull you into a box. I don't care if they say, well, come join our chess tournament organization. Come join our Freemasons. Come join our Promise Keepers. Come join our Amway. Come join our box, and you'll realize they never had anything to begin with. They never had anything. They just wanted to program you that you become a slave to that box, and it just keeps regenerating itself. And actually, there has to be, in every box system, there has to be Illuminati sacrifices, because the flesh eats itself, the snake eating itself. So every box system will have to have somebody who has to be sacrificed. It's just the way it is, people. And if you spend enough time meditating on it, it'll probably take you a while. Might take you 10 years to see it. Might take you 20. But when you see it and you step back and you put all the puzzle pieces together, you'll say, oh, this is a simulated training program. And it's not only a simulated training program, it's a fractal holographic simulated program to birth me to my new state. So do what you have to do to survive and to make it and try to make life as easy as you can to help other people. But don't put any long-term confidence in the system that you're in, because it can all crash and burn any moment. And it usually does. It used to crash and burn every 10 years. Now it's every 8 years. Seems to be now it's going down to 5 years and 4 years and 3 years. And everything's crashing every year now. The crashing and the burning is happening faster and faster. So Babylon exponentially is crashing in an exponential rate. And we see that in Revelation 17 and 18. It's already written, people. You already know Babylon is going to crash. You don't even have to question it. You know it's going to happen. All right, so that's enough. I broke it down as much as I could to the lowest grade level I could. It's really not complicated. The only reason you can't hear me is because I'm giving you something that makes total sense. So the only reason you can't hear me is because you've been programmed to not hear this. Whether it was somebody else was programming you or you programmed yourself, the data points are so clear. The object lessons are so clear. It's all right in front of you. It's not even a maybe. It's so absolute clear that any thinking person could not deny it. Just break it down. Figure out what a cycle is for. It's for a birthing. Compare it what the Bible says. God is birthing in spiritual sons and daughters. What is the earth plane? The earth plane is be fruitful and multiply, birthing in natural creatures. So the earth plane is the natural birthing. The unseen spiritual plane is using the natural simulation to birth in spiritual creatures. Enoch walked with God and was not. Notice all the prophets went out in the woods. They separated from the program or the system. And the system is the sister. That's why it's called a system. Because it's a stem of Eve who dropped us down into the program. Eve dropped us down into time. And Eve dropped us down in the cycle. That's why every 28 days your power bill is due and your mortgage is due. Because Eve dropped us down into time. So that is the system, because that Eve is the sister. Now a born-again woman, she can see past the system and she can step out of that. But I promise you, the whole system doesn't love you. They hate you. The whole system wants to turn you into a battery. The whole system hates your authority. The whole system wants to mock you and ridicule you and try to turn you into a power source so they can just keep doing evil and witchcraft. The whole system wants to psychic vampire off of you so that they can take their witchcraft and use you to make their witchcraft work, because they're pulling this, they're sucking the energy, the spiritual energy out of you if you let them. They have no power. Eve had no power. Adam went down with a ship. He could have just walked away, but the reason he didn't, because he wasn't in the deception. The reason Adam didn't walk away is because the same reason Jesus didn't walk away. He knew when he wrote this script, the scripture, your script, when he wrote this script, he knew he had to come down into space-time, split space-time, to pull you up out of the miry clay. So Eve fell down. Adam chose to go down with the ship to pull her out. Had a child, and through her seed, the whole world would be blessed. And so that's why he went down with the ship, because he knew he had to for Jesus to come down here and save Eve, the mother of all living. So Adam knew he had to do that so the whole world would be saved. You understand? It's really impossible to refute what I'm saying. It's impossible. It's impossible. And because it was a script written before, his word is forever settled in heaven, and Jesus followed the script to the T, you and I don't follow our script to the T. We mess up. But Jesus did, so we enter in by faith. And so we follow our script by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even when we mess up, we claim the blood and keep going. But we can step in a script that God has, a will, because if you don't step into God's will, you're running on a backdrop program, and you're running on the devil's program, which is the AI flesh mind, instead of running on the spiritual program, which is from God. And so that's why being a slave to Jesus is being free. But being a slave to the devil is drudgery and slavery to the hilt. It's so obvious. And so when one of these Jezebels come up to you and they start talking the talk and trying to invert reality and turn you into a battery, you know what's going on. Because it happened way back before the foundation of the world. Because in the mind of God, he knew man would fall. Really not complicated. Took me a long time to get there, so I don't expect people to receive it right off, but if you meditate on it, you'll see it. If you can rightly divide the word of truth, then you can rightly divide reality. The Bible says you know all things in Christ. It's so obvious what's happening.